while we're waiting for the permit to get in, with us is here Erna Korpus, who lives in nearby Bet Chogla, and she wants to tell us a little bit about what's going on here from the Jewish point of view.
Bruchim Abayim, welcome to the area of Gilgal, the biblical Gilgal. This is the area, the first area the people of Israel came through when they crossed the river. And now that we sit here in Bet Chogla, this is the biblical Gilgal. We do several events in this period, in this time. First of all, on Yud Benisan, this is the day they crossed the river. We did an event on the Jordan River with a kor bat kol, a kor of chazanim, and it is the first time that the people of Israel we are netzigim sel of Israel. Okay, sang in Hebrew and thanked God on that place that generally goyim they get there, and it's very, very important that we visit there, because it is one of the places that the people of Israel stand there, crossed the river, and this is a place that you can bless with his name, Baruch Hashem, al hanes ha'nesa le'avoteinu b'makom. On Yud Dalet Nisan, this is the day of Leil Seder. We did the Leil Seder here, 130 people. It's very important that to make Leil Seder exactly where the first Pesach was in Eretz Israel. Now, before the Leil Seder, before the Pesach, the people of Israel entered the country. First of all, they did circumcision, because 38 years in the desert they didn't malu themselves, they didn't circumcise, and they were as sinned people that God didn't want them, and only after they crossed the river they do circumcision, and with the two blood, the blood of Milah and the blood of Pesach, they get Bnei Chorin, they get liberated and they get freed to work God, and then they start the new period in Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael of Chen, it's born here, and after Milah and Pesach they became adults, so they married with Eretz Yisrael here in Jericho, when they go around Jericho seven times, and this is the marriage of the wedding of the people of Israel with Eretz Israel. Now we are here out of Jericho, and we wait to go in. You have to know that for some grushim zoharim that we lost Shalom al Israel, that it is a notzar. Otsar, this is איך אומרים? A treasure. But אני לא מאשימה אף אחד. But immediately, I mean, now we receive the possibility to go in. We got now Ishur. So we are waiting that everything, they organize themselves once more, because they decided that we don't go in. So the army left. Now they have to come back. Okay, at any rate, our struggle in Shalom al Israel and in Jericho is a very long one, and it's very meaningful for a long time ago. We started on Milchemet Yom Kippur, that there was here yeshiva with Arav Hanan Porat Zatzal on Eskemei Oslo agreements, that they gave the country, they gave the Jericho and Gaza to the Arabs. Then the yeshiva started when losing themselves, and we did a new yeshiva with Rav Yitzchak Ginzburg for 7 years in Shalom al Israel till 2000. They put fire on the synagogue. After they put fire on Kever Yosef Bechodesh Tishrei, then they put fire on the synagogue on Cheshvan. From that time we are outside, but it's 4 years ago that we started again to visit in Jericho, and it is 2 years ago. This is the second year that we visit every week. Every week there is a kollel studying in Jericho, B'Shalom El Israel. We are the only organization in the country that works for Jericho, and it's about Jericho. Today, because we got you got very late, so they decided that we don't enter inside. But finally, the Mahat, I spoke with him, so he decided that we do enter for a very small time. So I'm waiting that Bezrat Hashem Nikanes. At any rate, I tell you that visiting Shalom El Israel in Jericho, it is a treasure. That's why we work so hard for it, because it is very, very, very important for us and for Am Israel. Don't think that, okay, you make tour, so either you see this, either you see this, so nothing happened. You didn't see Shalom Israel, nothing happened. That's not true. Everything starts from there and finishes there. That's the beginning and the end. I mean, Yericho, according to our Chazal, this is the key, the threshold of Eretz Yisrael. Everything starts, it finishes here. And
why?
And Shalom El Israel, the army, in this moment, keep it only for the Jews. tourists come and visit. Only the Jews can come and visit Shalom El Israel. So that's why it's very, very, very important to keep the Jewish presence there as much as we can. Now, Jericho, it is one of the cities, the most that we have a lot of historical sites there. So we spoke about Shalom Israel, Beit Knesset Naharan, Tel Yericho. Tel Yericho, this is the ancient Jericho that the walls fold after seven times. They went around seven times by seven times. And from the beginning of this, of the 21st century, there were archaeological working there, trying to show that it is the place of Yoshua Ben Nun, or the opposite, according to the way of thinking. Finally, everything has been proven that this is the old Jericho, and Be'ezrat Hashem, there will be time that we'll visit there, and we'll see there is only one monument in the middle of Tel Jericho, and this is the home of Rahav.
Wow.
You can't imagine. The archaeologists, look, what is this monument there is in the middle of the tell and has not been destroyed. There are more than 20 levels of destroyed levels of cities of Jericho, destroyed all the time, and this building is not destroyed. And they looked for, and they found that this building, it is from the time of the Stone Age. That means that it is 5,000 years ago, 7,000 years ago, so old it is, this building, and it is not destroyed. Why? Because it has been, there has been promised, not destroyed, Rahav house. So it is a big miracle to come and see that, to come see and pray and bless. This is in Tel Jericho. Now in Naharan, that we are going to visit there, it is just the opposite of the Shalom El Israel, because Shalom El Israel, everything is holy. In Naharan, everything is the opposite. I mean, they built their synagogue according to the way of thinking that time, that is the idolatry way of thinking, the Hellenistic way of thinking, and that is what we have there. But it was used that time to do so. I mean, it's not because people, they were thinking differently, but that's what they've done.
Okay,
what now? We have some more historical sites in Jericho, and this is the Harmonian Palace, the Hasmonean Palaces, and the burial caves from Daya Mountain till Armonot HaChashmonaim. These are 10 kilometers of caves, and all of them, they are named with Kohanim names. That's, and from that we learn that Beit Sheni, Jericho, it was the second city in the country after Jerusalem. All of it was with Kohanim, and the kings also, they were Kohanim. So second temple, we have Jericho as a Kohanim city, the second city in the country after Jerusalem. So we have to visit, we have to come and visit Armonot HaChashmonaim. It's not a problem to come and visit, since it is the Israeli area, and you can go free and visit the place.